Let's move on to Boris Johnson next. The Tory leader and Prime Minister contender Boris Johnson has rarely been out of the headlines recently. Among them, a widely reported row between himself and his partner, Carrie Symonds. He's remained tight-lipped. He said, "I don't talk about stuff involving my family and my loved ones." I've been speaking to the former Conservative Defence Secretary and Foreign Secretary, Sir Malcolm Rifkind. I asked whether he thought Boris Johnson should have given a straight answer to the questions about what happened.
Yes, I think he should have answered it. Not have spent a great deal of time answering it, but, you know, if you are a candidate to be Prime Minister and the police have been called to your house, fairly or unfairly, the fact is there was a police visit, you don't just say no comment. I mean, that implies you may have something you don't want to disclose. And it's, I think, just it was a lack of judgment to refuse to even make a short comment. All he could have said, quite reasonably, would have been in all relationships there are occasionally outbursts of anger and disagreement.
Or, Sir Malcolm, he's drawing the line from the beginning that what is his private life will remain so, and once you open that door, it's hard to close it again.
No, I'm sorry, you didn't have that sort of private life if you're asking people to choose you to be their Prime Minister. Of course, there are certain things which are utterly personal, but it's rather like Michael Gove being asked whether he took cocaine. He couldn't say, "It's my private life, it's nothing to do with you." And if the police have been called to your house, the public are entitled to hear your view as to that particular event. I'm not saying he should have spent a lot of time about it or had the whole interview dominated by it, but you can't get away with simply saying, "Yes, the police were called to my house. I don't deny that something happened," because he hasn't denied it, "but I refuse to make a comment." I just don't think that's sensible. I don't think it was in his own interest. He wouldn't be having this discussion now if he just made a short, simple statement about his point of view.
So why do you think he didn't answer the question, Malcolm?
Because he's a very controversial character, because there are so many things about his personal background, his relationships, his statements, whether they were correct or incorrect, a whole series of things. I cannot recollect a senior candidate for to be Prime Minister over the last 30, 40 years that I've been involved in these matters, about whom there were so many questions about their personal integrity, their personal background, and matters of that kind. I'm not saying he's a terrible man. He's not a terrible man. But he's been a very, very controversial figure, not just in terms of his opinions, but in terms of his personal life. And, you know, people, if you're wanting to be Prime Minister, you can't say it's nobody else's business.
Maybe the fact that he's controversial, maybe the fact that he isn't cut from the same cloth as most politicians, is what will make him popular with the public.
Well, it may be. That's for each individual citizen to decide. But, you know, I think if you're choosing somebody to be a Prime Minister, you want them to be people of integrity. You want them to be people of ability. These are all matters relating to their personal qualities.
Do you, as a former Conservative cabinet minister, do you think Boris Johnson is a man of integrity?
I don't know him well enough to give you a firm view on that. But, you know, some people are obviously people of integrity. Other people give mixed signals, and you're not quite certain. And that's, I'm afraid, the category he's allowed himself to come into. You know, let me make an additional point, if I may.
Why do you doubt him?
I'm sorry?
Why do you doubt his integrity? What's he done to make you doubt
it? I didn't say I doubt it. I say I don't know him well enough to know whether some of the criticisms that people have made and some of the things he's admitted...
You say he's given mixed signals. What mixed signals?
Well, we all know he's had many occasions on which he's been accused of having said something which turns out to be less than entirely true. And that's when you're in a position of public office, that inevitably creates problems. Will you just allow me to make an additional point, if I may?
Okay.
I served under two prime ministers, Margaret Thatcher and John Major. They didn't have a huge amount in common, but one thing they did have in common was an ability to carry out the incredible burden that being a prime minister involves. It's far, far more important, far more demanding than being a cabinet minister, as I was, because they have to have an awareness of the detail of every government department for which they're ultimately responsible. They are the responsible minister at the end of the day for national security. They have to be able to deal in the House of Commons and with foreign governments in ways which command respect and trust and seem to be of the right quality. Now, I think that the problem with Boris, unfortunately, he's a highly intelligent man. I'm not the slightest doubt about that. But he's done one job in government. He was foreign secretary for a relatively short period of time. And the overriding judgment of all those who worked with him wasn't that they weren't very impressed. And I have to bear that in mind in deciding whether he is the right person at this moment in time, with the huge problems the country faces. These problems will not be solved by amusing remarks or rhetoric or great speeches or optimism. They'll be resolved, if they're going to be resolved, by hard work, total commitment, total seriousness, and total integrity. So I have to ask myself, who is going to be able to meet that kind of requirement?
Do you think Jeremy Hunt is a man of integrity?
Well, there's been no controversy pointing otherwise. He was a cabinet minister. He has been a cabinet minister for 6 years. The Department of Health is one of the most difficult jobs. He was controversial. It's not the question of controversy, but I cannot think of any significant challenge to his integrity, either during that period or since he's become foreign secretary. And that's hugely significant, because that's the sort of thing we ought to be looking for. Whoever's going to be prime minister isn't just till October the 31st. We're choosing somebody who's going to be prime minister, hopefully, for several years. We've got to win back a lot of the respect that we have lost around the world because of our inability to resolve the Brexit issue. I'm not saying who was responsible for that. I'm not blaming anyone. But the reality is, for the last two, three years, we have been consumed with this massive issue. And from the rest of the world, we look as if we're in a shambles and in a mess, unable to make up our minds. So you need, as your prime minister, someone who starts off with commanding the respect of their fellow heads of government and is able to deal with the complexities of government, both on Brexit and on the economy and on the health service, with not just the general desire to do well, but with the ability and the talent to be able to carry out these very difficult tasks competently. Now, Jeremy Hunt, I don't know him that well. I don't know him any better than I know Boris. But I don't have the same worry about Jeremy Hunt's ability to carry out that task as I would be less than honest to say that I have with Boris Johnson.
Do you give Jeremy Hunt much hope?
Well, that's up to the party members. I mean, there will be 160,000 people able to exercise a choice. Most of them, I know the Conservative Party as well as anyone. Most of the party members, they're people who've taken the trouble to join a political party. It happens to be the Conservative Party. But they have a deep commitment to the national interest. That's why they joined the Conservative Party, not for reasons of personal advancement. So they will be asking themselves, not do I like this person, not am I amused by him, and not does he cheer me up sometimes when I'm feeling a bit fed up, but does he have the qualities to be Prime Minister? If they say Boris Johnson has, they'll choose him. If they are worried about that, then thankfully there is at least an alternative choice available.
Which way are you going to vote?
Oh, I've made no secret of the fact that what I've seen of Jeremy Hunt satisfies me that he will be a highly competent and impressive Prime Minister. You know, one of the things that I don't know him well, but one of the things that did impress me was when he'd already been Health Secretary for 3 or 4 years, Theresa May offered him the chance to move to another department. And normally Health Secretaries are only too happy to get away from one of the most difficult jobs in government. And he said at that time, no, I'm sorry, I have not completed the tasks that I set myself to do. I want to continue for another year or so. I thought that was impressive. I thought that shows he's got integrity.
He's going to have to do something pretty special to stop the Boris machine, isn't he?
Yes, I think that's a fair comment. Absolutely right. But, you know, half the MPs voted for Boris, half didn't. Most of the opinion polls of party members showed more people want Boris than wanted any of the other 10. But now we're down to 2, and we'll have to wait and see how they judge. Hopefully they will use mature judgment, because that's what they're asked to do, to use their mature judgment as to not who might look good in the next 2 or 3 weeks or stand up to Brussels and all this sort of rhetorical stuff. It is who actually has the ability, the track record, the integrity, the moral courage and the qualities of leadership to actually command both respect at home and this moment in our history, respect abroad is as important.
And on the Brexit issue, Boris Johnson is saying, no, come what may, we're out on the 31st of October.
Well, you know, I'm not so sure about that. That's what I thought
Jeremy
he was
Hunt
saying.
Jeremy Hunt is well, hedging his bets.
Well, that's what I thought he was saying, but there's not actually that much difference between them. I saw on the television hustings, the very first question, and Boris Johnson was asked before any of the other candidates, can you give a guarantee that if you're Prime Minister, we'll leave the EU either with a deal or with no deal by October the 31st? And he declined to give a guarantee.
He's really given it.
He has never used the expression, I give a guarantee that that's what will happen. He said, there's no reason why it can't be done. That's what I want. I'll be happy for no deal if necessary. But when he was pressed, do you give a guarantee? He refused to do so. And in that sense, there's not much between him. And in a sense, I was relieved he didn't give a guarantee. Because I have to confess, my own view is that it's very foolish to tie yourself to October the 31st as opposed to November the 30th or December the 1st. I mean, you know, I think that's just rather puerile to make such a distinction.
And just one final question, Sir Malcolm. How damaged is your party with all of the infighting that has gone on until they get rid of Theresa May?
Well, I think the main damage has been the reputation for competence and integrity and consistency. And therefore, I think the question one has to ask is, let's assume we do leave the EU before Christmas. I very much hope we do. Is the person who is Prime Minister going to be able to do the huge task of being Prime Minister, of governing 20 separate government departments through secretaries of state, but having to have the ultimate responsibility for these matters? It means a heck of a lot of hard work. I've yet to see a prime minister we've had in the last 50 years who could be accused of being frivolous, of being superficial, of being only interested in the job rather than the work that has to be done. Now, Boris may be not properly described in those terms. That's for him to prove over the next few weeks, because unfortunately, at this stage in his career, and he's already a man in his mid-50s, he has a reputation for not being able to give the detail of work the time and attention it requires.
Okay.
And if you don't do that, you will not be a successful Prime Minister.